On this day, this most holy of all days, this butcher's picnic day, I will recount to you a story by which we can all enrich our lives. Earlier this week, a parishioner, who shall remain anonymous, came to me and said, Vicar, for that is my name, Vicar, I have fallen by the wayside and taken the favors of another woman. That troubled man is amongst us today, with his good lady, who suspects not his infidelity. Of course, he shall remain nameless, but these were my very words to him. Bert Cranshaw of 12 Wombat Drive, you must cease forthwith this furtive liaison with Elsie McKenzie of 14 Wombat Drive, who I notice is also amongst our little flock today, but shall remain anonymous. For your good wife, Joan Cranshaw, in spite of her recent sins with the nameless Jim Tuttle, Harry Blackstone, and my humble self, is a good woman when she is sober. And so as the choir boys pass amongst you, I ask you all to deposit your car keys in preparation for the Ladies' Auxiliary Building Fund and Swingers' Club Luck Edict. By the way, Nancy Greenlaw of 16 Wombat Drive, mine are the bicycle clips.
New instant foil wrapped, hygienically packed Naked Vigor Show, starring in order of convenience and value for money, the add water and stir gently for a perfect result, Ross Higgins. The do not thaw, just pop in the oven for 10 minutes, care no thing. And the simple to serve, just heat and eat, Colleen Brown. But this week's special guest, the snap frozen and contains no preservatives, Poppy St. Marie, as the Naked Vigor.
Finally, a message to frustrated Napoleon of Kingaroy, Queensland. No, your fantasy is not unusual. We know of many peanut farmers who think they run the country. However, should you try to make this dream a reality, be warned, you're in danger of losing your nuts.
Hello, Lois.
Hello, Narelle. How are you?
Can't complain. I saw your hubby the other day. Still mail sorting, is he?
Nah, chucked it in.
Why?
Pressure, Narelle. Packed up, lost his nerve.
Really?
Yeah, can't even lick a stamp without trembling.
What's he doing now?
Joined the Mafia.
I didn't know they had a branch in Chatswood.
Oh, yeah, Reg Brown, you know, the manager of the Odeon. He started as a publicity gimmick for the picture and it got a bit out of hand.
Good money?
Depends if he's got a hit on.
A hit? You mean he shoots people?
No, thumps them with a bit of 4B2 and steals their handbags.
Gosh, isn't that dangerous?
Blood oath. Take Tuesday night, for instance.
What happened?
Took me hours picking the bits of orotin out of his forehead.
He must be tough.
Blood oath. They call him Wayne the Leg Breaker.
Why?
He keeps falling over and breaking his legs.
Geez, that'd be a bit depressing.
You're not wrong, Narelle. Not half the man he used to be.
Since he joined the Mafia?
Since he sat on his flick knife.
Was it bad?
Average. He would have gone to work the next day if it wasn't for the tetanus.
Has he pulled any big jobs lately?
Nearly. Him and his mate, Broken Nose Jackson.
Broken Nose?
He's short-sighted. Yeah, anyway, they kidnapped the Governor-General.
What happened?
No one paid.
That's a bit depressing.
Blood oath. Can't get rid of the bludger. We had to give him our room.
Why?
Well, we had him in young Carlene's room, but he developed a bad rash whenever he went near the budgie. Oh, they're a trial, Narelle.
How's Wayne taking it?
Very disenchanted, Narelle. At least he was until he came up with his new surefire plan to make crime pay.
What's he going to do?
Join the police force.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to Chuckle Corner. And with our first listener's chuckle, here's Princess Joyce.
G'day, little chucklers. Here we go on our merry-go-round of mirth. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because I kicked it up the bum.
That joke was sent in by little Malcolm Fraser, aged 8 and a half.
I made that joke up with my best friend, Dougie. We do everything together, but sometimes he hits me. When I grow up, I want to be an aerial top dressing pilot.
Well, Malcolm, good luck, and when you grow up, I'm sure you'll spread a lot of fertilizer all over the country.
G'day, Daryl.
Oh, g'day, Joe. How are you, mate?
Oh, good. Still pushing a cab for yellers?
No. Chucked it in months ago.
Oh, get away.
Too hard, mate. Flogged me license, hung up me street directory, started a new church.
Started a what?
New church.
You too? Oh, Gazza Jackson tried, but he had to give it away and go back to the railways. No dough, he said.
Oh, Gazza Jackson wouldn't know. I mean, his church was terrible. A fibro sleepout with Gazza Jackson's All Saints sprayed on it isn't going to pull the multitudes in, I tell
you. Oh, but he was with it, though. He used to play Normie Rowe records, but... And young Doreen used to knock up hot cross pikelets for Easter.
God preserve me from bloody amateurs. You've got to have style in this church game, mate. Now, take my church, for instance. Daryl Wyndham's Holy Eucharist Boomerang Tabernacle of Australia.
Oh, you've got a touch of class there, Daryl.
Bloody oath. Can't miss, mate. I'm making a fortune. It's the saints that get them in there, you know.
Really? Who'd you get?
Dawn Fraser.
Get away.
Straight up, St. Dawny of the Waters.
Ripper name.
That's not all, mate. Listen to the others. St. Newcomb of the Net. St. Tomo of the Gabba and St. Lily of the Field.
Good idea. A special sportsman's church.
Oh, heavens no. Suffer them all to come under me. I mean, if they got a quid, they're more than welcome under the sign of the Holy Boomerang.
So you're making a buck then?
Well, after me stint on TDT, my cup runneth over.
What did you do?
Took a stroll across the harbour.
How'd you do that?
Strapped some lilos on the feet. Didn't last long.
Whatever.
Tripped over the bloody shark net at Bondi. Worked out all right though, but because there came upon the Esplanade a mighty tempest and a huge bombora did cast me on the sands, where I picked up my first disciples, St. Maureen of the Blessed Body and St. Shirl of the Mighty Norks. By the way, they're going to be here in a minute. You play your cards right, son, and you might be able to crack on to St. Maureen's sister.
Oh, she's a goer, is she?
Goer?
Oh.
They don't call her St. Gladys of the Grip for nothing.
Jeez, you've got a good thing going there, Daryl. How much to join?
$50.
That's a bit steep.
Give unto Caesar. I'll tell you what I'll do. Of course, you're a mate. Give me $5 and come along to the service tonight as a visitor.
Oh, I don't know, Daryl. I was going to go to the trots.
Well, you won't regret it. Hit me with a $5, mate. And because you're a mate, I'll throw in a free ticket to the Absolution Chook Raffle.
And some Gladys of the Grip.
Ye shall inherit the earth, mate. Now give us the $5.
All right.
You'll love it. The service starts with a couple of funny parables. Nothing blue, mind you. Then we straight into a hymn bracket from St. Skyhooks and St. Sherbet. Later on, we've got St. Kamal of the Sequins for the oldies. Bit of colour and movement there. And then we wrap it up with a ritual sacrifice of a Chico roll. You'll be home in time for Ernie and St. Ding Dong of the Frog.
All right. But if St. Gladys doesn't come across, I want me $5 back.
Meanwhile, here's Eugene and his melody makers to take us round the world with music. Where's our first stopover, Eugene?
Perth.
What's our next chuckle, Princess Joyce?
Why did the chicken cross the road? Because one of the ruling classes kicked it up the bum.
Well, good try. And a $2 chuckle check to little Bobby Hawk, age 7 1/4, who writes...
I drink my milk faster than anyone at school, and when I grow up, I think everyone should be given a block of land and some bricks to make a house.
Well, thank you, Bobby. And I'm sure when you grow up, you'll have everyone shifting bricks. Bye-bye.
Now, let's welcome Doug Parkinson.
Now, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. I ain't got no time. Take no fast train. Oh, my lonely days are gone. I'm coming home, baby. You know she blow me a letter. I don't care how much I gotta spare. Got to get back to my baby again. You know she wrote me a letter. She wrote me a letter. Said she wouldn't live without me no more. No. Listen, mister, can't you see? I've got to get back. anyway. Yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got no time to take no fast train. Oh, my lonely days are gone. I'm coming home, baby. You know she wrote me a letter.
Lipstick. I could even do without my boyfriend, Nigel.
Is there anything you can't do without?
I couldn't do without my mum.
Mind telling us why?
Because she washes my footy jumper in sudsy.
Yes, new sudsy. Strong on dirt, but soft on hands. Get some soon. Can you really do without me, Wayne?
Of course not, Nigel.
Throughout Australia, they are unnoticed and unsung. But they are there, the glorious few who served so many. But in Sydney, Yellow Pages, pages 508 to 510, their names are etched, blazing boldly and unashamedly. Andres Coiffure, Cogra.
Anne Marie, Viennese hair artiste, Bondal.
Andrews, Reg, Pitt Street.
Bill, Continental Hair Salon, Marrickville.
Betty's Hair Fashions, Granville.
Bev Ann Salon, Seven Hills.
Cherise of Clovelly, Clovelly.
Cheryl's Hair Artistry, Balmain.
Christine's House of Beauty, Kaima.
Dennis of Edgecliff Coiffure.
Doris of Switzerland, Barala.
Edna's of Ashbury, Ashbury.
Yvonne's Maison de Beauty, Kingsford.
Fran's Beauty Salon, Waterloo.
Flossie's hairstylist, Cronulla.
Jeannie's Magic Mirror Salon, Roselle.
Geraldine Coiffure's, Beverly Hills.
Graham of Gordon.
Helen's House of Hair, Engadine.
Helga Wick's Beauty Lodge, Tempe.
Janelle of Ramsgate.
Maison Ellen Salon of Newtown.
Raylene Gay Hairdressing Salon, Sefton.
Salon Lola, Randwick.
Sharon Gay, Yaguna.
Here we are again in Chuckle Corner. And with a big chuckle, here's Princess Joyce.
Thanks, Princess Thelma. This one's a real rib tickler. Why did the chicken cross the road? To bash up the ruling class kid who kicked his mate up the bum.
Well, thank you, little Gough Whitlam, aged 9 3/4, who writes...
The girl next door, Margaret, told me to write that joke. She's my very best friend, but sometimes she hits me. When I grow up, I want to be a ballet dancer, but Margaret says I've got to be Prime Minister or else she'll hit me again.
And now, let's pull on our 7-league boots and leave sunny Australia to journey to that dark and mysterious land whose primitive customs have defied the march of time. Queensland. Hello, this is Arthur Bell.
And Nugget McCurdy.
Coming to you live from the Stanthorpe Apple and Pear Festival, where we eagerly await the highlight of the festival, the Grand Parade.
And of course, this year, as every year, it's raining.
And from our vantage point, high up in the cabin of the Co-op's Bedford, we can clearly see... Turn the wipers on, Nugget.
Well, they've had the dick, Arthur.
We can clearly see the... What is that, Nugget?
The Speedo, Arthur.
Looking out the air vent, I can see the approaching parade, led as usual by the Volunteer Bushfire Brigade Tambourine and Brass Band.
And behind them, the marching girls. Yes, it's the Stanthorpe Rockets.
And don't they both look wonderful?
Superb, Arthur. What they lack in numbers, they certainly make up for in energy. I'm sure they'll catch up with the band as soon as their gumboots get a grip on the bitumen.
And here's the moment we've all been waiting for. The band have reached the end of the sealed section and are doing a quick U-ey before they reach the Aboriginal settlement.
But back in the rough, the Rockets are still making heavy going through the mud.
And through the drizzle, I can see the first of the colourful grey Massey Fergusons pulling the float. And the Stanthorpe Ladies Auxiliary have done it again this year.
It's an attractive tableau representing the growth of the apple industry, taking the form of 4 orchard nymphs leaning on a 12-foot wrinkled pea. Now, that can't be right, Arthur.
Well, I think it was an apple, mate. However, it seems that some of the chicken wire has come adrift and the crepe paper has been more than affected by the downpour. What a pity. The apple has slid off the trailer and there it goes, rolling down Main Street. Oh, it's too late. It's crushed the Rockets.
Oh, what a shame. Just as they'd reached the sealed section.
Meanwhile, here comes Stack of Lackeys interbearing the festival princesses, and I wonder which one of these bravely smiling lasses will take away the coveted sash and become the golden girl of the granite belt.
Hard to say, Arthur. Oh, they look about equal, nought-wise. So, all things being equal, I'd have to go for the one with the straight legs.
Well, here's a stroke of luck. The inner store just by our broadcasting position, and while Stacker checks under the bonnet, we'll cross to our fashion advisor, Joyce, from Joyce's Hair Artistry and newsagent, at her vantage point below the broadcasting truck. Come in, Joyce.
Well, the girls are looking radiant, smiling and waving as they acknowledge the cheers of the spectator in the phone booth.
Well, sorry to cut in there, Joyce. The festivities seem to be drawing to a close. The band seems to have been waylaid down at the Aboriginal settlement.
Bloody bums.
The princesses have packed it in and gone to the pub. The orchard nymphs are changing the wheel on the inter and the Rockets are still under the apple. So, till next year, listeners, this is Nugget McCurdy
and Arthur Dell
returning you to your normal programs.
Wash your hands, Geoffrey.
Up your leg, Gloria.
Weren't they grand chuckles, kiddies? But now it's over to Uncle Eric in Pet's Corner. Take it away, Eric.
Thank you, Princess. Mm. Hello, children. Today's pet is the funnel web spider. Now, when grooming your funnel web, you should be very careful. If you... Oh, jeez, you bit me. Jeez, it hurts. And now, medical corner with Dr. Eric. The first in an unscheduled series of one. I'll begin with the tourniquet. Speed is the most important factor in... Uh-oh. And now, death corner. If you're not expecting it, death can come as quite a surprise.
Sorry to interrupt, Uncle Eric, but now it's dancing time. So, kiddies, roll back the rugs and let's all dance. Music, Uncle Michael. And now it's song time, and with a song, here's Princess Christy Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it now, it's Christy Lane.
You always said my eyes would see so much. You could always feel my love and pain without being told. I never knew how, but I don't even care to look at you now.
So if you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by, oh baby, walk on by. Make believe you don't see the tears, just let me dream. If I'm in front each time I see you, I break down and cry, oh baby, walk on by, walk on by, oh baby, walk on by, walk on by, oh baby, 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 don't stop.
Or favor brings you pulse racing tension that quickens the heartbeat, raw and primitive in its honesty, a story of lust, desire, and passion. Yes, it's
Blue Hills by Gwen Meredith. John and Mary have left town. Elsie and Bert died. Jerry's asleep. Michael and Pat are bored. and Edna's gone for a walk.
Carrie!
Come in, Connie.
Hello, Jean.
Hello, Connie.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh. Tell me, did you see Barry in...
No.
Oh. Well, do you know if Helen...
No.
Oh. Did Andrew's chook...
Not yet.
Oh. Think they ever will?
Hard to say.
Oh. I've just been to the shop.
Oh, really?
It was shut.
Oh.
That was Blue Hills by Glenn Meredith. Connie was played by Frank Sinatra, Jean by Sammy Davis Jr., and Bird Noises by Kamal.
Wash your hands, Jeffrey.
Bite your bum, Gloria.
And now, a word from the Vice Squad.
Tits.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Now for the English program of the air, let's talk good. What's wrong with this sentence?
The Governor General are a champion tap dancer.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? We all know that that sentence should read...
The Governor General are only an adequate tap dancer.
It's neck and neck in the International Brains Trust Quiz of Quizzes. After 10 hours, Canada and Australia are tied on 8 points each. Of course, we must admit that Australia has a slight advantage. Here, it's midday summertime, and we've just had lunch. But in Canada, the team is snowbound and hasn't eaten for 4 days. How are you feeling, Canada?
Okay, I guess.
Good, because the next question is the tiebreaker. Get it right and you've won the World Series. Get it wrong and you starve to death. Okay. Here we go then. What is wrong with this sentence?
The Pope are a champion roller skater.
You have 2 seconds, Canada.
I don't know.
Sorry, Canada. It's really very simple. The sentence should have read...
The Governor General are only an adequate tap dancer.
It's a trick question, and Australia wins. Good night, Canada, and good night, world. Take it away, Eugene. That was the Naked Vicar Show, starring the mouth-buying Barkanza Ross Higgins, the Price is Slash to Clear Kev Goldsby, and the extra special limit two per customer, Nolene Brown. The slightly sharp soil, but still good value Double J show band was under the musical direction of famous brand name Michael Pajanic. Noises and other sound effects were made by the good buying at half the price John McGraw, Ron Wendman, and Steve Collins. This show was recorded by the Checkout Girls, Michael Byrne and Keith Walker. Written and produced by the never-before-such-amazing value Gary Riley and Tony Sattler. David Ives gave up his broom to be executive producer. The Naked Vicar Show is an RS Double J production and cheap at twice the price. For all those who are wondering, the Sheila with the straight legs did, in fact, win the Golden Girl of the Granite Belt. But now, a sad note, St. Gladys of the Grip got huffy, put on her clothes, and walked home.